Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only...
That's Ben E. King bringing us back. Ben E. King, 17th of the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Pam Harper is here. Pam's longtime Brain Trust member, author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock. Business Advancement, Inc. is her company. Businessadvancement.com, is that right, Pam? Did I say that right?
Business Advancement, Inc., right. Businessadvancement.com, also our podcast, Growth Ignited
yes,
Radio.
Yes, there it is. Yeah, it's outstanding, folks. I've been a happy guest on that show a couple of times. It's a really, really good. I encourage you to go to their website and find it, find the podcast and the replays. Hey, Pam, we're talking about dealing with the current economic environment and applying, taking a hard look at your teams these days. And you've got something you call the top myths, the top myth about teams. What is it?
The top myth to me is that we think we have teams and we often think we have teams and we really don't. And it's under situations like what's going on right now globally where it really comes out because suddenly you may have, even if all your employees are able to come to work. Let's say that you live in a part of the country, in the U.S. here, where you are not touched the same way as other parts of the country. Mm-hmm. You are part of a global supply chain in one way, shape, form, or another. And so it impacts your ability to have everything you need in order to make your product or even serve your customers who may be located in areas where they are impacted. So we're all impacted by this. And what happens with teams, you see it, even if your team is intact, that perhaps you're working with a partner who is located somewhere else and their team is not, mm-hmm. because people are out, they're self-quarantined, which is
Or if you've got a team, if you're a business owner and you've got a team and somehow you're incapacitated and your customers see that your team serving them continues to march, that's a team. That's an effective team. But if the team breaks down because you're out of pocket, you're unavailable, that's the opposite. And that's what makes customers afraid, isn't it?
You may have a team if you're intact, but if they're not, the problem is that we have to be nimble. And so the teams today especially need to be nimble. Mm-hmm. You need to be responsive to what's going on. Even if within your four walls everything is just fine, it's to be able to be responsive. And those are the teams that incidentally are going to win, are the ones that are being creative. And I think you mentioned it in the last segment, to survive in an economy where everything's up, down, and sideways, you need to be creative.
And shouldn't we be having meetings with our teams right now and just saying, okay, guys, we don't know where this is going, but let's imagine that it goes in this certain level of degree of difficulty. Mm-hmm. What should we do? What do you need from me? What do we need to make? How do we need to make this happen so that I can continue to make payroll? How about saying it like
that? Exactly, and that we can serve our customers. I mean, mm-hmm. being sensitive to what's happening with our customers. And they may not be in as good shape as you are. And so we need to be thinking, how can we better serve our customers? And that's where understanding what our team is there to do and making sure that everybody has accountabilities and that there are ways that we can get work done in differently than we always have so that we can stay that nimble and responsive. And I think it's going to be more important than ever before.
For a number of years, I've been encouraging business owners to follow my lead in this because I've been doing it for 20 years. Make sure that your people who use computers, which is basically everybody, buy them laptops, hook the laptop up to a docking station that will drive a monitor and a keyboard and a mouse in the office, but have the power in a laptop. I've been doing this, as I said, for 20 years. I've got a bunch of these over the years. Uh-huh. And wherever, if you see Jim Blysingame somewhere, I'm not very far away from my laptop, from my computer, ever. And so you can send your people home with laptops. If you buy them a bunch of powered computers, or if you have a network in the office and you don't have VPN from their home, if you haven't got employees who are wired up from with a significant connection at home, so they can come in over your network, your team is going to be jeopardized. It's going to be compromised. You got to have the technology too.
You have to be able to stay flexible. You have to stay flexible about how you're in touch with each other. You also have to stay flexible about what you're doing. So maybe you have a process in place, A to B to C to D to E, in order to produce whatever it is you produce, whatever you do. Maybe in this responsive mode, you don't have to have as many steps. Mm-hmm. You might not have to do everything the same way. In fact, you might be better.
You don't. What you're saying is you don't. You may not. For a little while now, you may not have the luxury of taking five steps to do what you really could do in two.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. We need to think creatively. We need to think expansively, but always in service of the customer. And if you don't have if your supplier can't get things to you, that's another consideration.
If you have the time.
And there are a lot of businesses I know that are in that spot.
If you have the time right now, I said this 2 weeks ago, do a dry run of working from home in the next few days. Find a way, pick a certain number of people and try to work from home that day and see how it works. So that you can do it when you actually have to do it. Tintail, right back with Pam Harper. BusinessAdvancement.com is the website. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.